What can cleanse my guilt and pride? Blood of Christ the crucified.
Unleavened Bread Ministries presents
From your hands, your feet, your side.
Unleavened Bread Bible Studies with David Eales.
What can quench my thirsting soul? Purest water made me whole. Let your streams of mercy flow, O Jesus.
Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask your anointing and wisdom today to go forth, and that the saints will rightly discern, and that you grant us grace to be prepared for these days that are coming, and to recognize the error that's out there. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to continue with the beast's great deception, number 5. Okay, this is, I'm going to start with a revelation given to Mina Lee Jones on 3/3/23. And it was called, Thus Saith the Lord, A Season of Death. This kind of fits with some things I've shared recently. And I believe it's correct. I want to share an experience I had several nights ago. It has taken me several days to process everything that I was given. But my prayer is that all that is shared will be taken to heart, for time is short. We have crossed over into an unprecedented season. There's no turning back now. At times the Lord will come and take me by the hand because he wants to show me something. And in a vision, I found myself looking out of my bedroom window. However, and what I saw outside was not my neighbor's yard. Instead, I saw a hearse pull up into the side of the house, and as if there was a garage there. In actuality, there isn't one. I saw people come and begin to unload the casket, and many people came mourning. I understood that someone well known had died. I believe a lot of well-knowns are dying and will die. The scene changed, or more like rewound. And again, I saw a casket being unloaded from the back of the hearse. But this casket was different from the one prior. Once again, people began to draw near, mourning. There was another funeral. And this vision repeated again and again, with different caskets, different sizes and colors being unloaded. Different types of people, I presume, you know, across the board. You know, evil don't have any boundary. It covers all races and all groups and everywhere, you know. And the Lord is going to judge evil. It's like a Passover, right? The Lord was standing behind me at the window. He said, there will be much death this season, even in the church. There will be death of leaders, some well known. There will be death of those who say they know me, and there will be those I will call home. Amen. So there can be good and there could be bad. But God knows who is who. So thus saith the Lord, a great deception has fallen upon those who are called the church. Many continue to build their treasures here. Many are holding on to this life. Therefore, they will lose it. There are many who have rejected my voice. I have called them to turn from the wickedness of their hearts. I see and know all things. I see and know that which is hidden. They put on their pricey attire and speak fancy words, but within is a stench, a festering wound. They are clothed with rebellion, and their shoes are pride. Many will not turn from that which sexually defiles them. I have warned them, but they turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to their sin. Therefore I will remove them from my sight, says the Lord of hosts. Well, this is true. We've received the same warning for a group of people that actually are a cult of different forms of perversion. And the Lord has told us the same thing concerning that. But it's not just that cult. It's around the world, right? Matthew 24:23-27, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. Well, Jesus, folks, is not coming the way the apostates think. They've always been wrong on this. He is coming in his people before he comes for his people. Yes, he is coming in his people. Stop running place to place searching for me. Be still and learn to dwell in the secret place. There is where you will find me, says the Lord. The scenes changed, and I now found myself looking through what seemed to be a small opening or window, but without a pane, a glass covering, in other words. I understood I was looking down into a hidden room, and this room was dimly lit. I then saw the president, Biden, walk in, and I knew he was there to have a secret meeting with someone. And after a few minutes, a door opened and I heard it, but did not see it. And someone walked in. It was Putin. The two began to converse quietly, but I could not hear the content of their discussion. The scene changed again, and I saw Russian troops marching across various places. I was given the knowledge that his, that is Putin's, territory will be expanded. And of course, we know he's running the Nazis out of the Ukraine and finding all the perverse things underneath the Ukraine in the tunnels and so on and so forth. And he's doing the world a favor, kind of like what Trump is doing, you know. I saw a principality, a fallen angel, working with Putin, and this principality was given specific permission to work with the bear, Russia, and allow it to conquer. I asked, will Putin break his alliance with Trump? This is me now. I'm asking this. I asked the Lord this. And I got two heads for yes. And I asked, can this be changed? And I got two heads for yes. Because many times God sends us something because he wants a change, right? But somebody's got to pray, okay, to do that. So he said it can be changed. So we bind the witchcraft and the faction spirits that the wicked are throwing against Putin in the name of Jesus. We break their power and we cast them down in the name of Jesus. We forbid their action in this regard. And this agreed for new territory in Jesus' name. And his greed for new territory. We break the power of greed in Jesus' name for new territory. Amen. Let him continue to walk with the alliance to bring down the Babylonians, which he is doing. I need to add that 2 weeks ago, while I was in prayer, I inquired in my heart about this season unfolding and the task I have been given. I felt tired within my soul, and I asked how much longer would his bride have to endure before he gathered us. Okay, well, you know, she's had, what kind of gathering is she talking about? I'm not sure, but she has been pre-tribulation on this, and everything she sees seems to be contrary to that. And she's asked the Lord why, but the Lord is leaving it up to her to seek truth. Okay. I nodded off in an upright position. I then heard the audible voice of the Lord. He spoke with sternness and said, I have already shown you that war will come to your land, America, before I gather my bride. Yes, it will. Matter of fact, we're in one right now. It's not what a lot of people would call a war, but it definitely is a war. Okay. And the alliance is winning, but it's also costing a lot of people their lives. Okay. The last thing I was shown was some type of massacre or war erupting in the Middle East. And I was inside of a mosque where hundreds of people were, men, women, and children. They were hiding. There were people outside breaking the door down. And I could hear the loud pounding on the doors as if a battering ram was being used. Eventually, they broke through and in came men with military gear and machine guns. And they opened fire and began killing everyone in sight. I saw piles of bodies being gathered. I have felt the burden of the Lord in this season. This season will not be reversed. No, the season will not be reversed, but some things in it will be reversed, as we know. And actually, you know, I'm not sure whether Mina understands this or not, but some of the things she said, which I believe were probably correct, God's people prayed them down. And it didn't come to pass. That's no reflection on her. She gave the warning, and people took the warning and did something with it. Okay, many hearts will fail because of fear. Many will rise up and turn against one another. Yes, the factions will faction. And many will be offended. That's the reason people get turned over to the devil, because if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven, right? A separation within a separation is here. Yes, we've been saying this too. The factions will faction. That's what how God deals with people who faction others. They get factioned themselves. It's history. It's just... they lay a trap, but they fall into it. Amen. And as with all things, take this to prayer for confirmation. Yes, we do. Thank you, Lord. So portions of this broadcast contain graphic descriptions. People with children may want to skip this portion, or at least have the children skip this portion. It's not that gross, but still, they may not understand, or it's up to you as a parent to decide these things. So we're going to call this New Forms of Human Flesh Harvesting. Ready or not, it is coming. And this was posted by Handmaid of the Most High on 12/23/22. Romans 1:20-27. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. This is happening. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Yes, we know some people just like this, and we're sad. We pray for them. We pray for the elect among them to come out, and I do believe they will. 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, everything is more valuable than God, and to put our love upon and follow after and spend our time on, and so on and so forth. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Yes, we know that this is happening among the factions, the one in the church and the one in the government. And the Satanists in the government, of course, they promote this kind of action, because Satan demands perverseness. If you want to know who's a Satanist, find the perverts. Yes. Okay, 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, and it does destroy them. So, as again, the faction in both church and state are into this garbage. Satan demands it of his followers. So, this prophecy is particularly focused on the United States, Canada, and Europe. You, my children, live among a very abominable people. They worship their flesh and the flesh of others. Where you see people, they see sexual abuse and fresh meat to eat. Where you see beauty, they corrupt it in ways that originated in the deepest parts of hell. They are preparing human flesh en masse to be consumed by those who hunger for protein, since they have been busily destroying the meat sources using all sorts of excuses that are lies. Avian flu, swine fever, mad cow. They are gathering these animals and allowing their flesh to rot so that people desire a substitute, which they are growing in human-like incubators. They will sell these babies like chicken. They will have recipes for you to adapt to these new options. Soon you will enter restaurants that specialize in this new cuisine. Listen, I just read just recently of a restaurant that served human flesh. They advertised it. How did they get away with that? I don't know. I judge Sodom and Gomorrah, and I will judge you too, says the Lord. Yes, he will. But they don't believe it. Their demons make them feel very comfortable and so on and so forth, and very confident. After I received this message, I was shown a video on a YouTube channel called Redacted. They had covered a story about babies that were in man-made incubators by a company called Ectolife, reported on December the 14th, that are grown from conception until they are harvested 9 months later. And I got a link here, you can go look at it. They already have 80,000 such incubators. The Holy Spirit told me that despite the claims that this was an aid for those who couldn't carry a baby to have their own child, in reality, this technology will be used to supply human meat to those who prefer cannibalism. That's a demon that is growing, you know, in America and in the world. And I've had several other messages on the prevalence of cannibalism and how human remains have been incorporated in today's meat sold in grocery stores and, I would say, fast food restaurants. That's leaked out, too. So, without the knowledge of the purchaser, does that remind you of the old movie Soylent Green? Yes, it does. For this reason, it is critical that you be led by the Holy Spirit on what to purchase and what to eat. Always pray over your food, especially if you do not know the source of the meat. We know that some fast food restaurants have been serving meat that is not what they claim. This will become a bigger problem going forward. Yes. December 23rd, 2022. The Holy Spirit added, "Children, I am the creator of all life. I will not be mocked. The enemy will always come stealthily to you to trick you into believing that what you are doing is acceptable and compatible with my plans and desires. And while some among you long for children, there are many children that are living today longing for parents. I make families where there were none. I can bring just the right child into your life. Seek me for your answers and solutions, not man, not machinery. I value every life equally. You must put your trust in me and me alone. I love you and would never mislead you. Will you not seek me first? Come and worship the Creator of all life, the one who loves you beyond your wildest imagination. Those who pretend to create life are an abomination, and their works will be their demise. Clone factories are being discovered and destroyed by the military, by the way. I will not allow man to continue to provoke me to anger. I will bring heavy judgment upon all those who would seek to profit off human flesh, be it for meat, be it for sexual abuse, be it for breeding women, or be it for servitude. Those who corrupt my plans will be held accountable. Repent for your wayward land, who glorifies the flesh over the Creator of all flesh. I will be holding all to account for their wayward ways. I, the Lord, have spoken." The elites often mock people by cunningly showing in movies, songs, and even news their intentions. A movie made in 73 called Soylent Green revealed their intention to turn us into cannibals unwittingly. And there are certain diseases like kuru that people who eat human flesh get. It's a judgment from God. Hillary, I believe, had kuru, and probably a lot of the people that were around her. Anyway, this was given to Claire Pienaar, 10/12/21. Children saved from the harlot beast. Amen. Well, I believe Claire represents the bride in this dream because her name means brilliant and the bride's garments are bright and pure, as spoken of in Revelation 19 and 8. And the fine linen that she wore was bright and pure, and it was the righteous acts of the saints there. "I dreamed I was on a bus, and then it stopped, and I got off." Well, UBM has been described as a school bus in many dreams. And, of course, Claire is in UBM. "And I was in a desert, and I walked a little while." The desert represents the wilderness tribulation. Revelation 12 and 6 says, "And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they may nourish her 1,260 days. Then I saw a high school friend named Linda, whose name means beautiful serpent. She was wearing a full-length, sensual-looking red satin dress, and she was standing in a self-made freestanding doorway, offering up idols to the sky. These were little gold-plated trinkets that reminded me of Buddhism or Hinduism. Linda represents the serpent that cast forth lying waters out of its mouth, like the harlot church of our day, which has carried many away and will carry many away. And this represents lies, right? The waters of the word, of course, are the truth, and the waters of the devil, of course, are a lie. Revelation 12:13-17 says, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth," is this happening? This war is bringing this to pass. Because the dragon, of course, is the god of Babylon, and he is the devil, according to Revelation. And his complete authority over the world is being broken for the moment. Okay. "When the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man child. And there was given to the woman the two wings of the great eagle," that means represents overcoming, right? "That she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, where she is nourished for a time, times and a half a time, from the face of the serpent." It's been prophesied that Trump was going to give us time to educate the woman in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. "And the serpent cast out of his mouth after the woman water as a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the stream." There's much delusion out there. One of them that's coming really fast down the road is the aliens. They're going to convince people that they are aliens, and that there may be good aliens and bad aliens. And, of course, it's just good demons and bad demons. There's no such thing as good demons, right? That's right. Okay, 16. "And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth." And because the world is going to swallow this, and the worldly church is going to swallow this, right? "And the dragon waxed wroth with the woman and went away to make war with the rest of her seed that keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus." Yes, indeed. You're going to be tested. Jesus was tested by the dragon in the wilderness, wasn't he? Yes, he was. "As she walked around, she was giddy with excitement and laughter. I went to a hall not far from this makeshift altar and saw many young children in white clothing. I started praying for them. Then I started walking among the children and prayed more." Well, spiritually speaking, these children are captives of the harlot, whom the Lord will save out of Babylonish religion. And in the literal sense, these children are captives of the deep state Satanists who sacrificed them to Molech. And I would say the church Satanists, who are a faction, also sacrificed their children to the devil. I saw one man's child who looked like a boy. You could not tell her from a boy. She was a sweet little girl, and he fell into faction, and then this happened. Yeah, it's sick. "I received my by faith at random with my finger on babes," 1 Peter 2:2, in context 1-5. "Putting away, therefore, all wickedness and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes," that's where the finger fell, "long for the spiritual milk which is without guile, that you may grow thereby unto salvation. If you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, unto whom coming a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but with God elect, precious. You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what we're called to be and do. Then I went back to the makeshift altar, and she was gone, and the trinkets were gone, and I praised God. I saw a vision then of this lady's friends who said, she's never going back out there. Uh-oh. Our prayers will conquer the plans of the enemy against the elect of God. God's bride is conquering the witchcraft that the faction in the beast and in the apostate church is sending towards them. The beast will devour the harlot, and she will be no more. In other words, a faction, it will come in the midst of the dragon, and these two will be fighting one another. Revelation 17:16 says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest, and the beast, these shall hate the harlot, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and shall burn her utterly with fire." Of course, they're going to plunder the harlot, right? And God put it in their heart to do that. Then it seemed I was getting ready for a celebration out there, like a baby shower or a birthday party. I don't know why I thought that in the dream. I didn't help with the setup or decor, but I knew something was happening, and I was a part of it. Well, you know, when Jesus returns as a man-child born to the woman, he will celebrate his seven-year marriage feast. And that is, of course, the tribulation. And as I've said in the past, the bride is not invited to her own marriage, but she does the inviting. Okay. So this invitation are others beside the bride. As Revelation 19 points out, they have a different garment. It's not as bright and pure as the bride. Okay. And she went on to say, I received by faith at random, Mark 10 and 27. Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With God. Okay. All things are possible with God. Okay, and Claire had this one too, 12:13-21. They are beyond evil. It is true. There are such evil people out there, and they are so proud of themselves. Claire represents the bride here again, I believe. And Rion here probably represents the man-child because his name means Little Lion King. I dreamed that Rion and I were seated in front of a double elevator on white bleachers. And next to us was a well-known basketball player or actor with a gold tooth and a Chicago Bulls shirt on. Well, in the natural, she says, I don't know this person. Maybe he is not well-known, but he looked like he was. Yes, he's well known. This sounds a lot like Dennis Rodman, who has a couple of gold teeth and played for the Chicago Bulls. She said he might not exist in real life or play that specific sport, but Father used it to give us a warning. And, of course, he chose her because she didn't know this, you know, to confirm this dream, right? And I thought of the Bulls of Bashan, which were a form of idolatry with a false Jehovah, right? The priests spiritually groom the silly women and take them away from the real Jesus. And this man could also represent a corporate body of deep state sex scandals. One search will tell you why. There were many of these types in Hollywood and in sports industry, President Trump has done more than anyone to get rid of the pedophiles, which the factions are full of. And the Hollywood is too. Yeah. And they are getting rid of them. They are, you know, removing them from this earth. He had these girls around him who looked like prostitutes, and they all looked rough, spoke rough, and had weapons on them. They were dressed in black ripped jeans and black spaghetti strap tops. Well, all those who have prostituted themselves for money and power to the deep state are submitted to darkness. And also all of the daughters of the harlot are prostitutes, and they are submitted to darkness. The devil weaponizes them against the children through their false doctrines. Rion took his smartphone out and as the elevator doors opened and took a photo of two little girls who were standing there in the elevators. They were not older than 5 or 6 in the dream. Each girl was in a separate elevator. The basketball player looked them over and said, "Oh, yes, they will do. Take them down." So, and I'm guessing this is to the underground trafficking tunnels. Please pray for these children that are down there. Folks, they are rescuing many, but many they bring up dead. And many have been found in the tunnels, and some dead, some alive. The little girls were smiling at us and looked so innocent and sweet and slightly old-fashioned. I believe these little girls represent two types or bodies of people, those in the world physically trafficked and those who are young in the Lord or immature Christians who are currently submitted to darkness and trafficked by their lusts of the flesh and by their gold-mouthed pastors. Yes, that's true. They're being trafficked. And if you don't believe it, hang with me. The devil hates innocence and always wants to steal it away from the children as well as the spiritual children. Amen. I went cold as I realized those girls were being trafficked. Rion had managed to take a photo. I looked at it and committed their faces to memory. One girl I recognized from our town. She is a foster kid called Mariah, or Mariah. And I think Mariah means chosen of the Lord, according to BibleStudyTools.com. The other girl looked like my little sister when she was a little girl, except with black hair. Her name is Candace. In the Bible, there is Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. In Greek, the name means glowing or fire white. Spiritually, these little girls represent the elect of God who will be rescued from the apostate groomers who are devouring the sheep, both in the spiritual and in the physical, right? The basketball player with the gold tooth came up to us and said to Rion, "I will kill you if you try to do anything about those girls or do anything with that photo." Rion replied, "I'd like to see you try. You can do nothing to the light." Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness which is of me, saith the Lord." We raced downstairs, and I saw a big warehouse and locked my eyes on the girls who were just coming out of the elevator on that level. I had